welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now, here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
I'm thankful you tuned into the broadcast again this time, picking up our study here in Luke chapter 23. Luke chapter 23, verse number 39. Our Lord Jesus has been crucified with two malefactors, one on the right and one on the left hand. And here, after hearing the deriding of the and mocking of the soldiers, and the deriding of the rulers of the Jews, we have a malefactor here, one of these thieves, one of these criminals, crucified with the Lord Jesus. Again, he's crucified with sinners, being innocent himself. They begin to rail on him. Now, one of the malefactors, verse 39 of Luke 23, which were hanged, railed on him, saying, "If thou be the Christ, be Christ, save thyself and us." As if you're really the Christ, do something. Save us and yourself. And the other answering rebuked him, saying, Dost thou fear God, seeing thou art in the same condemnation? You know, I've never seen this about this fellow before, but he has understanding that Jesus is God. This malefactor has no doubt been listening to what Jesus has said. And this fellow very well may have been privy to some of the preaching of the Lord Jesus Christ in days before, weeks before. Maybe the testimony of someone in his family or somebody that he knew, somebody that lived there where he lived, had told about Jesus and all he had done. This man knew that the power of God is in Jesus. And I believe that he knows that Jesus is God. He says, "Dost not thou fear God, seeing thou art in the same condemnation?" Don't you fear God, seeing that this is happening to him, being innocent? He knows this in his mind. He's not stated it. But you and I, we deserve it. But he's here too. Don't rail upon what God has done, what God is doing. And we indeed justly, we deserve to be here. We receive the due reward of our deeds. We've got this coming. But this man hath done nothing amiss, and yet he is here. All that has ever come from this man has been good, and blessing, and help, and deliverance, and he's here. The man very well may have understood about what the rulers of the Jews have done in persuading the people and condemning Christ as they have. And he said unto Jesus, verse 42, "Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom." This man has understanding that Jesus will yet do something more again, that Jesus will come into his kingdom. This man understands that Jesus is going to live. He understands that. He believes that. And he knows that he's going to die. But he says he believes that the Lord can do something for him even after they're both dead. And Jesus said unto him, "Verily I say unto thee, today shalt thou be with me in paradise." Son, our bodies are going to die. But today, you will be with me in paradise. Their spirits, their souls will be alive, and they will be in paradise. He will be in paradise with the Lord Jesus. Here we see the most basic, foundational, raw necessity for sinners to be saved. We see repentance. This man is admitted, not in detail, but as a whole, that he is guilty of sins and deserves the condemnation of God. The condemnation that comes with it. He sees Jesus as different than himself and someone from whom he needs help. He sees Jesus as one that does have a kingdom and is a ruler and a king indeed. He sees Jesus as Lord, that submission to the Lord is right and good and holy and just. He knows that Jesus and believes that Jesus can do something for him if he wants to, if he will just do it. And he pleads that graciousness and mercifulness of the Lord. And Jesus tells him today he will live. Today he will live. And he will be with the Lord Jesus in paradise, in heaven. This happened in that 3 hours there of daylight. Lord Jesus hanging on the cross for 6 hours. The scripture goes on to say in verse number 44, and it was about the sixth hour, and there was darkness over all the earth until the ninth hour. This is from noon to 3 p.m., as we would account it. And the sun was darkened, and the veil of the temple was rent in the midst. And when Jesus had cried with a loud voice, he said, Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit. And having said thus, he gave up the ghost. Luke doesn't account all the things that happened there on Calvary and those things said by our Lord Jesus Christ. He does a few. We know that there's a time of the beginning of this darkness or in the midst of this darkness that the Lord Jesus Christ, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? As a man, the humanity of our Lord is revealed and shown there. God the Father has turned his back on his Son, and the Son has bore the sins of his people to Calvary and died there alone. Alone. The fellowship between Jesus, between God the Son and God the Father has been broken. It's never been broken before. It's always been in the purest and greatest fidelity. But Jesus, not being a sinner in any wise, not committing even the thought of sin, is made by virtue of the sins of his people being put upon him, is made as the worst sinner that has ever been. And God's wrath being poured out upon him there as he hung there on the cross, and he agonizing the hell of his people there upon the cross, paying for that with his body, with his blood, with his soul. He's a doing so alone. We see in the scriptures also that the Lord Jesus, to fulfill all the scriptures, says, I thirst. And the soldiers there give him something to drink after he is paid for those sins. And then here, as Brother Luke accounts it, he said, he cried with a loud voice, Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit. The spirit of the Lord Jesus Christ is not going to die. His body's going to die. His soul is going to die. And having said thus, he gave up the ghost. He yielded up his life from his body. Now, there's been others that have been listening and looking on, and I've wondered for some time about these folks. In verse number 47, and when the centurion saw what was done, he glorified God, saying, certainly this was a righteous man. He heard all the things that Jesus said. He saw the way that he died. He maybe even heard the dialogue between the malefactors and the Lord Jesus Christ. And this man glorified God by declaring that Jesus was a righteous man. Again, in the other Gospels, it tells us about other things that this centurion said. One of these is that he said, truly, this man is the Son of God. I wonder about him. A Gentile, no doubt. But the kingdom of God coming very near unto him. The green tree, as Jesus had described, coming very near unto him. A witness of the power of God, even in this weakness seemingly, coming very near unto him. And the testimony of this man. Was he saved? Verse 48, and all the people that came together to that sight, beholding the things which were done, smote their breasts in return. The rulers of Israel, they sanctioned it. They wanted this man's death. They testified to it that it is what they required. And they would not be pleased until it was done. And they identify with it by smoting on their breast. Their allegiance to it. To kill the Son of God. To kill the Lord Jesus Christ. To put him to death for the things that he had done and said unto them that were all truth and righteousness. And all his acquaintance, verse 49, and the women that followed him from Galilee stood afar off beholding these things. They saw it. They saw what was done. And they know that he has died. The centurions will make sure that he has died. I see their time has passed for now. May our Lord bless you with the good word and truth of his gospel. Farewell until next time.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn on to State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles and you'll find our church house on the right, just beside Whipple Reel Creek. We are interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-3954, by email at obchurch@gmail.com, or on the web at www.olmstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.